Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, good morning, everybody, and it is great to be here at DePue. It's really an outstanding high school in Western New York. We're blessed with many good schools, and DePue is among them. So I thank the superintendent, Dr. Raby, and our principal, and our teachers, and our administrators, and everybody else for being here, as well as we have Audrey Hammernick, and she's a trustee of the village. We have Sharon O'Neill, a community development assistant, and Dawn Sagerman. And we will hear from Gwendolyn Bork, who is the director of Focus, after me. So it's great to be here, and another bit of good news, the Bills won yesterday. Yay. Who watched? Yeah, they look pretty good. I love the Bills. As you know, I work hard to keep them here in Buffalo. You know who we had to fight, who was trying to move them to Toronto? John Bon Jovi. But we beat him, and the Bills are going to be here for a long time. Okay. Anyway, I'm glad to be here. And we love our kids and our high school kids very much. And we try to do everything we can to keep them strong and happy and healthy. And there's a great concern these days that might interfere with that, and that is vaping and its prevalence here in Erie County and across New York and across America. And these concerns are not just from a bunch of nagging adults. The kids themselves here at DePue care a lot about making sure that vaping does not spread, and that the kids know that it is not good for them. Kids in DePue are saying enough is enough. Now, we know the risks that these e-cigarettes pose. When e-cigarettes started, people said, well, maybe they're okay. Maybe they're a substitute for cigarette smoking. Cigarette smoking is worse than vaping. Maybe they will deter kids from doing other things. Well, what's happened is just the opposite. First, the amount of vaping is way up. The statistics show that vaping is a path to smoking cigarettes, and it's even proved to be dangerous, so that we have deaths from vaping. And so what seemed to be at first something that was maybe okay and maybe not, we now realize is no good. E-cigs are a national problem, and it requires a federal solution. So I've been sounding the alarm from one end of our state to the other that we have to do something about this. And perhaps the worst thing of all is that these companies that make the e-cigs aim them not just at high school kids, but at kids even younger in junior high school, et cetera, by launching all kinds of flavors that are not aimed at 50-year-olds, they're aimed at 15-year-olds and even lower. And so that's a very, very bad thing, and that shows you that the people putting this stuff out are not looking at the interests of kids, they just want to make money. So today I am pushing a national plan to get at the heart of the problem, and that is two things. Getting rid of all the kid-friendly flavors, and second, creating a national awareness campaign. Now, we thought we might not have to do this. There was a chance that the administration on its own would decide to eliminate the kid-flavored cigs. In fact, the former head of the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, which is the agency in charge of this, making sure that foods and drugs are not harmful to kids, was ready to do this. In fact, I brought a whole bunch of New York's high school kids to meet with him a few years ago to show him how bad the problem was. And these kids estimated that 70% of their kids were smoking e-cigs. Many of them create danger. But now we've just learned yesterday, or there's a story in the newspaper, that the administration may not even try to ban the kid flavors, the kid-friendly flavors. So we're here today to say, please try to stop them. We're here to say, if you don't stop them, Congress, Democrats and Republicans, this is not a partisan issue, are going to pass legislation to prohibit the kid-friendly flavors. And third, that we need a national advertising campaign, just like the campaign launched against cigarettes, aimed at our young people and showing them the dangers of e-cigs. So let me talk about all of that. Do we have any? We don't have. Okay. Jordan, we don't have some of the cigarette, the cop, this, okay. Here are some of the flavors that these companies put out. Bubblegum, cookies and cream, gummy bear, strawberry quick, pancake man. Those are not aimed at courting the average adult. They're meant to trap kids, introduce them to nicotine in a way that slowly but surely builds an addiction. And here's something interesting. A poll in New York State by Siena University near Albany said that 78% of New Yorkers say e-cigs and kids are a big problem and we ought to do something about it. So, first, today I am urging the president to not listen to these advisors who say leave it alone, but to ban the kid-friendly flavors and advertising aimed at kids. Now, that's the first thing we want to do. And to show with the statistics we are sending to them, show what's going on here. Nationwide, listen to this. This is how rapidly e-cig use is going up. Nationwide, among high schoolers, 11% of kids used e-cigs in 2017 and 21% in 2018. So in the last year, it's doubled. There were more 1.5 million more youth e-cigarette users than then. In other words, it went up by 1.5 million in the last year. So this is going. The numbers are really increasing. So, first thing we must do is get the kid-friendly flavors off the shelves. Not a few of them, but all of them. And the good news is there is bipartisan legislation that will ban these flavors and their advertising. It's introduced by Senator Murkowski, a Republican of Alaska, and Senator Durbin, a Democrat of Illinois, and I am a sponsor of it. And I promise you, the students at DePew, and the teachers, that I will use all my clout as minority leader to see that this legislation passes quickly. We would hope to pass it before the new year. Maybe it'll be a Christmas present to our kids. But the next thing we need to do is we need a nationwide advertising campaign against vaping. How many of you have seen these ads about cigarette smoking on TV? Raise your hands. Yeah. Most people have seen them, and they show, you know, how parents, how adults and kids regret smoking and the danger it does to them later, to their lungs, to the heart disease, to everything else. Well, we should do the same type of campaign about e-cigarettes aimed at young people. And that's the next thing we're doing. So we are urging that the four agencies in charge, Health and Human Services, FDA, the Center for Disease Control, and the Surgeon General implement a nationwide advertising campaign using the free ads that are allowed for good health to do that. Why do we need this? 80% of middle and high school students don't think e-cigarette use is harmful to them. 80%. Now, that's probably not true at DePue because of your efforts, but it is true across the country, and we need those things. So first, to the president and the administration, don't listen to the naysayers. Implement the ban. Second, if we don't get it through the administrative action, which is allowed, the FDA is allowed, and the FDA, the Food and Drug Administration, wants to do it, we'll pass a law to do it. And third, a nationwide advertising campaign. That's it, and that's what we're going to try to do so that your younger brothers and sisters will not be tempted the way you have been tempted and resist temptation of e-cigarettes. Now, there is there's a great program here that works on this and has been very successful and is a model for Western New York schools and all other schools. It's called FOCUS, and I'm here to recognize Gwendolyn Bork, the director of FOCUS. Thank you, Gwendolyn.
Early this year, the Surgeon General declared vaping an epidemic, issuing this statement. I, Jerome Adams, am emphasizing the importance of protecting our children from a lifetime of nicotine addiction and associated health risks by immediately addressing the epidemic of youth e-cigarette usage. We must take action now, protect the health of our nation's young people, know the risks, take action, protect our kids. End of statement. As of September 10th, the CDC has reported 6 confirmed deaths, over 450 cases of possible lung illnesses in 33 states associated with e-cig products. The CDC also noted that in addition to nicotine, reports of products containing cannabinoid-like THC liquids. A vaping survey conducted in our local community of DePue and Lancaster, accounting for actually just a small percentage of the total 58,000 residents, reported that 87% agreed it's a health risk for youth under 21 to smoke e-cigs. 72% support the need for legislation or stronger laws as it pertains to e-cig usage for youth under 21. And 80% support an ordinance to eliminate those products to youth, especially Juul. Juul sells 8 flavors, constitutes for 75% of the e-cig usage among youth in 2019. Past usage says 1 out of 4 12th graders have used, 1 out of 5 10th graders, and 1 out of 11 8th graders have used e-cigs, and the rates have doubled last year. Our local 2019 Prevention Needs Assessment Survey actually states that 40% of the Lancaster DePue seniors used e-cigs, compared to 27% national average, according to Monitoring the Future survey. 66% of our youth think that e-cigs are just flavoring, not nicotine. And 30% will start smoking within 6 months. Juul does not offer low-dose nicotine pods. 1 Juul of flavored nicotine is equivalent to a whole pack of cigarettes. And according to the most recent survey by Monitoring the Future, the most popular flavors preferred by over 60% of the youth were fruit, menthol, and mint. Using Juul as a reference and using data from the same survey, mango and mint ranked 1st and 2nd among 10th and 12th graders. Mango ranked number 1, followed by mint among 8th graders, and menthol came in at number 3 of all grade levels. Nicotine addiction is dangerous to youth under 21 with developing brains. Experts have seen an uptick in symptoms from mild to severe nicotine toxicity, such as difficulty focusing, impacting ability to learn, memory retention, signs of withdrawal, headaches, fatigue, stomach aches, seizures, profuse vomiting, severe lung inflammation and fluid buildup in the lungs, and the obvious of addiction to other drugs. So as a parent, as a peer, and as a teacher, know the signs and seek treatment as you would any other substance use disorder. So in the words of our Surgeon General, know the risks, take action, and protect our kids. Thank you.
Well done. Thank you. Didn't she do a great job? And the FOCUS survey shows that right here in DePue, Lancaster, kids don't realize what a problem it is, and we have a serious problem. But it's everywhere. It's in suburban school districts. It's in city school districts. It's in rural school districts. This is across the country. And if we do nothing about it, the health of our young people is going to decline. And what could be more important than that? So with that, anyone else going to say anything? Audrey, you want to say something? No? Okay. Then we'll take questions. Do any of the kids? You don't have to. Okay. We'll take questions from the press on this subject first. Well, there was reports in today's newspapers that some people said that the president shouldn't do it because some of his supporters who might be in this industry wouldn't like it. But I'm hopeful that maybe they'll change their minds, particularly when there's an outcry and when there are events like this across the country. Our young people are, and their parents, you saw the numbers here. What was it, 80% in this community thought something should be done. Was that the number?
That's correct, yes.
Yes. So I would hope politics isn't coming first. This is too important. But for years, the cigarette industry prevented anything being done with cigarettes, and look at the problems that that developed. And this industry is pretty powerful. Juul and the other ones, they have a lot of clout. They put a lot of money into lobbying and everything else. So it could be politics, but I hope not. Right. Well, first, this were reports. He hasn't said it himself yet, so I'm hopeful he'll change his mind. But assuming he doesn't. Yeah. Yeah, he tweeted. Okay. But tweeting, what's that mean? You all know that comes and goes. I think it will not affect things. We have strong bipartisan support. Every senator, whether they're a Democrat or a Republican, can see in their own states the problems here, has heard from schools like this one, how bad this is. I'm hearing from schools all across Western New York, whether they be out in Wyoming County in rural areas, whether it's inner city Buffalo or right here in the suburbs, that we have to do something about this. And I think the chances of this passing are still very high. Well, you know, the ban here is on the flavors, and I would say there's nothing. My message to adults is, A, the flavors are not aimed at you. Not too many adults like bubblegum or gummy bear flavors. But second, even if you think it's important, what could be more important than the health of our young kids? Okay?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.